Netflix has released the final series of House of Cards. It's the first time we get to see the show after Kevin Spacey was fired off the show last year. The off-screen scandals involving Spacey have been well documented. But what it meant was that showrunners had to rewrite and reshape this final season. Robin Wright as First Lady Claire Underwood was always destined to rise to the top job, but her ascent was significantly reimagined. At the beginning of season 6, Frank Underwood is dead, but the circumstances surrounding that death will remain a mystery for the entire season. Meanwhile, Claire Underwood is facing hostilities on several fronts. It seems a lot of people don't like a woman in the White House. Coming up, Vulture's Jen Chaney joins me to discuss this new House of Cards season. But first, here's a taste.
My first 100 days as president have been difficult. I lost my husband. We were about to celebrate 30 years together.
Your husband and I had an agreement.
Francis is dead.
Promises were made.
Not by me. Here's the thing. Whatever Francis told you the last 5 years, don't believe a word of it.
Well, Jen Chaney, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what do we make of this new season of House of Cards without Kevin Spacey's Francis Underwood? Is Robin Wright a big enough presence at the center of this show?
Well, you know, I have always felt like her character, Claire Underwood, was the far more interesting character of the two, in that I felt like there was more nuance in her. I felt like even though she was ruthless and calculating like her husband, there was a beating heart inside of her body, whereas I'm not sure whether that organ had completely, you know, dried up inside of Frank Underwood.
Absolutely, yeah. She was very interesting from that point of view, wasn't she? I mean, I think partly it was because maybe even her gender made us kind of think, wow, there's maybe a lot more going on and a lot more sort of conflict within this character than there is within him. But sorry, I'm interrupting you. Go on.
I think that her character, and certainly Robin Wright as an actor, yes, is big enough to move into the starring role. What has happened in this final season is that the way it's written is that even though Francis is no longer in the picture, he has died. I think everybody probably knows that at this point. That's the way they handled Kevin Spacey no longer being in the show. He is still a presence in a way because she is still kind of answering for the sins that he's committed. He still comes up in conversation constantly. So the specter of Frank Underwood is very much hanging over the whole last season, which is disappointing in a way because I was hoping it was going to be an opportunity for Claire to really come into her own and kind of do things differently from the way that her husband did. But it seems like they wrote her just to kind of become Frank at this point. And I would say she has kind of less agency than she did in some of the previous seasons when she wasn't the one in charge.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, they've even formally, and I guess you'd expect them to do this, they've repeated that breaking the fourth wall kind of aside to the audience thing that Frank Underwood did in, you know, the previous 5 seasons. And I'm not sure that she quite has. I mean, they work deliciously well because Kevin Spacey has a kind of more florid, mannered, sort of big persona. And right from the get-go, those first asides to the audience, to me, they haven't quite worked, and they haven't quite, I think, as the creative team around House of Cards worked out how to sort of have her fill this space that still seems like a space that's cut out in the shape of Frank Underwood. I think you're quite right. There's something about this show not adjusting around this new actor playing a very different central protagonist somehow. And maybe that is the problem. They're sort of still trying to shoehorn her into this Frank Underwood sized hole.
Right. I mean, personally, I always had mixed feelings about the use of the asides. I agree with you that they worked better with Kevin Spacey's character, but I also felt like they over-explained too much. There were times when they were telling us things that if you had removed the aside, I would have been able to pick up on the information and it would have been much more subtle and I think better than having him just tell us what he's doing right to camera.
Sure.
But I do agree. I don't think they work particularly well for Claire's character either. And I would have loved to see them jettison them all together, because that would have spoken to, again, the fact that she's a different person and is maybe going to do things differently.
You know, I liked Diane Lane very much in this season. She comes across a lot like a Dynasty villain to me, and there's a wonderful kind of pairing off between her and Robin Wright's character. I mean, Diane Lane plays, she's part of a constellation of villains who are known as the Shepherds, the Shepherd family, and she and her brother, played by Greg Kinnear in particular, are a kind of interesting addition to the season. But I was a bit disappointed that Diane Lane kind of Robin Wright standoff is not necessarily the most central standoff. I mean, we still have Doug Stamper, who was played by Michael Kelly, of course, the fiercely loyal attack dog of Frank Underwood. He's still kind of lurking in the shadows, and he remains, I think disappointingly so, a really central figure to this story. What did you make of the Diane Lane villain, first of all, as the sort of newcomer, and the Doug Stamper kind of Michael Kelly villain that's still hanging around?
Well, to your point, I feel like they were trying to do too many things, given that this was only an 8-episode season. Claire has multiple enemies. The Shepherds are sort of the primary ones. But that also just felt awkward to me because we learn that Diane Lane's character has been friends with Claire for decades. They've known each other since they were young. And yet you feel like, well, why did we never meet these people until now? It seems like they would have been much more central in this story in a previous season than they are finally at the end. So especially, that seems sort of odd.
And especially because they represent such kind of nefarious sort of behind the scenes lobbyists as well, who seem to be all powerful suddenly, and we're only just meeting them.
Exactly. But then, as you said, you know, there's all these threads that have been dangling for seasons. Are we ever going to Is anyone ever going to solve the Zoe Barnes murder and find out that Frank was responsible for that, or Peter Russo's murder? And so you still have those journalists that are investigating those issues and trying to bring those to bear. And then this rivalry between Doug and Claire, and who really killed Frank. Was he murdered? And if so, who's responsible for that? So there's just a lot of balls in the air. And I just felt like they didn't deal with them in a concise manner. It felt like they were trying to address certain kinds of presidential issues, like, for example, what happens if they try to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Claire from office, which is obviously a question that is relevant to current events. Mm. But they didn't figure out how to just tell a cohesive story to start with.
You know, in all of this, we have Claire Underwood at the center of this final episode of House of Cards, America's first female president. You know, it's such an important opportunity, you'd imagine, for a bunch of TV makers and showrunners to kind of explore this hypothetical. And I'm not sure that we learn much about her as a character and as a president, in a way, because there's so much happening around her. She's sort of stretched in various ways. But what do you think we learn about, and what have the showrunners kind of inserted into this final season to tell us about why Claire Underwood, a character we know very well, who's always been kind of waiting in the wings, finally has her moment in the spotlight? Why has she wanted to be president? I mean, what does she stand for?
Well, that's a great question. And I think that is one of the flaws of this series all along, is that we don't know what these characters really truly stand for on a policy perspective. I think they did that a little bit better maybe in the first couple of seasons, but certainly in this one, like, that's just not even relevant to the conversation. It's all about backstabbing and murder and, you know, more kind of theatrical stuff than it is about anything that is more recognizable in the political realm. Because people have been saying for a while now that things in Washington are so crazy that now House of Cards can't keep up with it. Like, it's just too, even House of Cards isn't outrageous enough to be as outrageous as the Trump administration has seemed at times. You know, I think there's something to that, but I feel like this season is really kind of trying to deal with the idea of, well, what would it have been like if Hillary Clinton had been president, in the sense that Claire finds herself dealing with the kinds of stereotypical issues you might imagine would face a woman, which is, A, people are threatened by her power and they're trying to bring her down. Or later in the season, when she starts sort of manufacturing that she's having mental health problems, they feel like she's too fragile and also trying to bring her down. And so I feel like there's that side of it is dealing with, well, what would it be like if there were a woman in power?
Mm.
But when you look at the things that she's doing, her kind of sociopathic behavior, her willingness to kind of invoke fear to distract from other issues, when she starts taking over some of the press conferences and just blatantly lying to the media, I mean, all of that stuff is right out of the Trump playbook and what we think about with this administration. So I feel like it's kind of wrestling with both. What is frustrating to me as a viewer is that what you were always watching to see or hoping to see is that Frank, or now without Frank, Claire, would be punished for what they had done, for pushing things too far and hurting and killing people.
Mm.
The ultimate message you get is that there isn't justice. There's no justice. Like, these are going to be bad guys and bad women, and they're going to be allowed to continue being bad, and no one's ever going to call them on it. And I think that is a really crystallized fear that is a lot of people feel in real life right now.
Yeah. Jen, finally, I feel that I really miss Kevin Spacey on screen here, not because he was a better protagonist, but I miss him with her. And I miss that kind of tension. I miss them both alive together in the same world, even if they're, you know, completely sort of at each other's throats, even if they're apart. I like the fact that they're in that same universe. Do you miss Kevin Spacey on screen in House of Cards?
Well, I agree that I miss the dynamic between the two of them, because I thought that was really interesting. And I do think that at least the way that the writers have approached it, the fact that he was so extreme, they were able to write Claire in a more nuanced fashion. And evidently, when they took him out of the equation, I feel like Claire lost some of her nuance. I don't think that had to be the case, but that's sort of how it turned out. But honestly, other than that, I don't miss him that much. I think he's a terrific actor, but that performance was not one of my favorites of his. And I think Robin Wright, and I certainly think some of the supporting players on the show, like Patricia Clarkson, is incredible.
Yeah.
There are other people in the show that pick up the acting slack that I don't feel like I miss him all that much.
And just finally, he does appear to have been wiped so cleanly off the slate. No one on the show appears to have anything to do with him, at least in the sort of official interviews we get. I'm just wondering if at all, with your feet on the ground there, is that true? What are you hearing about Kevin Spacey generally and any possible comeback into the business? What is he doing? Are there any sort of facts that we know of?
You know, I was thinking about that as I was watching this last season, and he really seems to have just gone into hiding I have not heard anything to suggest that he's trying to make a comeback or do anything. You know, we've heard those sort of rumblings and even seen things like with Louis C.K. doing stand-up again. But no, I have heard nothing, nor have I heard anybody, as you're saying, in interviews suggest that they've been in touch with him.
Yeah,
or
which
have
I find
idea.
Extraordinary. Robin Wright, for example, saying, no, it was a professional relationship, didn't see each other after, you know, away from the set. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and again, speculation, I certainly was not on set, but, you know, part of the reason that he was fired was for engaging in alleged assault and harassment of people on that set.
Yeah.
And whether someone like Robin Wright would have been privy to it or not, there may have still been a vibe of like, I want to keep this guy at arm's length. And that might account for why, you know, those relationships weren't necessarily lasting.
Sure. All right. Well, Jen Chaney, it's been a pleasure, as always, to talk to you about TV and, in this case, the final season of House of Cards, which I think we're both a little lukewarm on. But I would say it's still worth a look, definitely. The production values are so high and there are so many great performances within this kind of flawed ensemble that I think it's still worth a look. Eight episodes are available for streaming now on Netflix. Thanks, Jen Chaney.
Thank you.
Jen Chaney, critic from Vulture.
The reign of the middle-aged white man is over.
You thought you got away with it all, Claire. But that remains to be seen.
The bodies are adding up.
This is my house, and I want you out.
All I want you to do is behave as promised.
Did you think you'd seen the last of me?
I'm not going to be told what to do anymore.
You sound like a gangster, Madam President.
The world is either with us or against us.
My president scares me.
We've got to get this woman out of there.
It's going to be different for you and me.